Thunder Bay. Dougal Media reached out to school board trustee candidates in the public and Catholic board races and are publishing the answers to a series of questions posed to them. Not all candidates responded with answers to the questions posed. 1. Why did you decide to run for school board trustee? I believe in giving back to my community, growing healthy teams, and lifting those around me to reach their goals. The Lakehead District School Board is committed to the success of every student, and I believe my perspective would be an important one while working with others around the board table to improve the school experience, making it work for all students, parents, teachers, and partners alike. I believe that communication and transparency will be a key factor over the next 4 years as we continue to implement the vision, mission, values, principles, and commitment to reconciliation in our community. 2. What is the biggest challenge schools in our community currently face? How do you propose to address it? From a parent perspective, I believe one of biggest challenges is the mental health at every level of the education spectrum. Not just our students, but the teachers, the support staff, our office administrators, custodial staff, bus drivers, etc. How can any type of worker in the education system have a positive and impactful effect on those who we are to be serving, the students, if work-life balance is not happening? Everyone deserves the right to rest, recharge, take care of their own mental, physical health, and live a good life. Is hiring more staff the answer, or is offering more mental and physical health programming? I believe they go hand in hand. Increased staffing, on all levels, may allow for all sorts of mental and physical health opportunities, possibly decreasing the time off needed, increasing the work-life balance, and therefore giving our students the needed attention and consistent education experience. This idea obviously is probably easier said than done due to the always front and center budgeting constraints. 3. What is the single greatest impact you plan to make for students? I am looking forward to working closely with the student trustees, finding ways to address the key issues they are hearing as the immediate needs for the current student bodies in our district. 4. How can school boards support equity, diversity, inclusion, and human rights initiatives? 5. What can trustees do concretely to improve graduation rates at board high schools? Being a school board trustee is not just about balancing a budget, advocating for more funding dollars, or communicating the views and decisions of the board back to their constituents. It is also about active listening and taking the time to learn what the students are looking for in regards to their needs, wants, and future goals. This type of support will happen by developing policies that work for all students, including all age groups, K-12. We are all learning about equity, diversity, inclusion, EDI, which is a human right for all ages. Increasing graduation rates is not a local issue. It is not just a northern or just a southern Ontario issues, it is an issue in our province and across our country. Continuing to work other schools, boards, and school board associations, learning, sharing, and implementing relevant practices with local high schools administrators is key. Implementing, creating, revamping ideas could include increasing student mental health supports by creating student health and wellness plans, possibly reducing absenteeism and engaging student how to achieve their goals beyond graduation in a healthy way. Recreate and increase promotions of the mandatory volunteer hours high school program, which includes a learning opportunity about types of volunteerism, the importance of giving back, showing up, and teaching how volunteerism can actually strengthen and grow a community. Currently, it seems to be panicking afterthought during grade 12, but yet without it, a student cannot graduate. Revamping to co-op programming, to create a success team between the student, teacher, and organization, employer, with real-life experience outcomes and metrics. 5. Do you feel the budget process adequately reflects the needs of the classroom? I feel budgets are being cut drastically, and this negatively affecting our students' education. Even though academia offers more and more online resources and teaching tools, I believe everyone learns differently. Not everyone excels with using the online methods and materials, not student has access to computer equipment in the home. Therefore, we will need continuing to advocate the Ministry of Education, etc., to increase student learning funding, not just for the classroom, but for our students and families, making sure students do not fall behind and are given the equal opportunities for have access to proper learning equipment. 6. As schools transition from COVID-19, What do you think needs to be done to address the effects of the pandemic on mental health and well-being, student engagement and learning recovery? Over past 2 years, it was required that staff and students pivot between in-class and online learning. Research and studies throughout the pandemic are showing how this had a significant negative impact on students and their families and on school staff. I believe in getting the students back into the classroom. Increasing physical and health education programming and opportunities will help with students' mental health, self-esteem, and ability to engage with others. Every student deserves to feel they are accepted, welcomed, have a sense of belonging, and a safe place to go during their education experience. 7. Knowing and acknowledging that many Indigenous students already face significant gaps in learning outcomes and achievement, what would you propose to do to mitigate learning loss specific to the unique challenges and needs faced by many Indigenous students across many Indigenous communities in the province, particularly those in remote areas? The Lakehead Public School Board has an active Aboriginal Education Advisory Committee, AEAC. The mandate of this committee is to advise the board on matters relating to the education of Aboriginal students and is made up of Aboriginal parents, guardians, and Aboriginal youth, Aboriginal agencies, a trustee, an elder, and internal Lakehead Public Schools staff. The committee works on a number of mandates in order to find solutions to support and all Indigenous students. As a newcomer, before I could propose any suggestion or actions, I believe in education, professional development training offered to enhance my knowledge what the current supports and resources are being offered. I would then like to take the time learn more from the student Indigenous trustees about what key issues need immediate attention. 8. Can you comment on what schools need to support students with special needs? All students deserve and have the right to receive a high-quality education, and this includes those students who are identified with special needs. Unfortunately, funding for our special needs students is lacking, and it seems that when funding is taken from one area, another area suffers. School board trustees have an important advocacy role to play when working with students, families, and provincial school board associations, ensuring all special needs students are receiving adequate amount of funding. As per the Ontario government, each school board and school authority must establish a Special Education Advisory Committee, SEAC. These committees are made up of elected school board trustees and representatives from local associations with an interest in special education. The Lakehead District School Board has 2 board members and 2 alternative members who sit on this committee regularly. 9. What are your views on the role of technology in teaching and learning? It is important that students are using up-to-date and new technology while receiving their education in the ever-changing academic environment. Schools as a whole need to be implementing new programming, upgrading equipment, and keeping IT departments ahead of the technology curve. This also means including parents and guardians as well, keeping them abreast of what's new, with clear and concise communication regarding changes and opportunities. Hosting training and professional development courses to all teachers, support staff, office staff, school administrators, and especially the IT department when offering new technology, updating or changing any school systems and programs. Continuous upgrading of programming and new equipment needs for both schools and students. Not all households have the ability to offer at-home equipment, will always be a challenge for yearly budgets, but with technology changing so quickly, it is required for the success of our students in the futures.